We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, it's hard to stand here. It's the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Steve Frank, who does a daily blog and commentary on what's going on in California, what's going on in our nation. Steve's been at this almost as long as I have, which is the better part of half a century, and certainly is one of the most astute observers we have. Now, Steve, this program is heard primarily in the state of Colorado, Wyoming, and surrounding areas. So some of the things that are specific to California might not be of so much interest, but certainly what's happening with the presidential election, what's happening with American foreign and domestic and financial policy will be of interest to the people. So I'm going to let you just pick up and start talking about the things that you see and how they apply, certainly as far as the nation, California and the nation. You pick up the story here, your interpretation of what's happening from a political point of view at this time in history. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's always good to be with you. The great part of our nation, the Colorado area, the Montana, Wyoming, that area, is now enjoying, if the federal government would allow it, a real boon in the oil industry, thanks to fracking, to the use of shale. The Dakotas have become an economic boom area of the nation. And sadly, we have out of California, out of New York, out of Washington, D.C. in particular, we have governments that are working very hard to stop the enhancement of our own energy operations, the ability to be energy independent, and are putting up economic incentives to stop the drilling and the fracking to get energy. They're putting tax laws into place to take more money out of the oil industry and put it into big government. And that the whole Rocky Mountain area of America is under attack by those who believe that it'd be better not to have energy than it is to have energy. And there really is a fight between the Rocky Mountains versus the rest of the country, where the Rocky Mountains are trying desperately to be economically free, energy independent, while government in Washington and major states like New York and Illinois and California work hard to keep the people of the Rocky Mountain region of our nation into a position where they must have federal monies to come in to help them. And this election is an extremely important election for the people, not only of the Rocky Mountains, but also for the whole nation. We have a president that has made it clear he'd rather buy oil from terrorist nations in the Middle East than allow the coal industry to exist, fracking to exist, oil drilling to exist on federal lands. The amount of permits under President Obama is down by over half. I think it's 60% is the total number of permits less that he's given than President Bush allowed, which means less drilling, less energy independence. But more important than all that is that the more oil and fracking that exists, the more revenues for state governments so they can meet their people's needs without having to cut basic services or to raise taxes. And so there's a lot of import on the results of November 6th. And in on the West Coast, you have Washington, Oregon, California, and those states are going to go for the for Obama. In the Rocky Mountain areas, Colorado is on the cusp of being supportive of Romney, and it's looking very much like Romney's going to win the presidency on November 6th. And maybe we could turn around the economies not only of the West Coast and the Rocky Mountains, but also turn around the economy of our nation.
I think people should know that we have more oil and natural gas in America than any other nation. And yet they've intentionally not developed it up until now to make us dependent upon the Middle East. So we have to keep involved over there. But we have vast amounts of oil up there in the Arctic reserves in Alaska. In fact, in Alaska, they don't even have a state income tax. In fact, they pay the people up there $1,000 or $2,000. Every family gets a check for $1,000 or $2,000 or more every year as a byproduct of the oil drilling that they're doing. And of course, there's so much more oil there they could develop, and yet it's being specifically developed by are simply being restricted by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, one of the things that people talk about all the time is the danger of fracking, and they will show you pictures on television of people turning on the faucet, the water faucet in the kitchen, holding a lighter next to it, and of course the water breaks into fire because supposedly the natural gas there. And my gut feeling is this is all part of a planned program to try to convince us that fracking is going to contaminate the groundwater. Do you have any thoughts on that at all, Steve?
Well, anything that you do can be harmful to the environment unless you're careful. And those who are involved in the fracking process, certainly in North Dakota, for instance, have been very careful, and there are technologies to prevent the disintegration of the environment. And yes, you have to be careful, but you also have to be careful driving a car, growing cattle. Everything has its downsides unless you're willing to protect the environment. And of course, the fracking community understands if they allowed fracking to harm the water supply, they won't be able to do their business. So it's in their best interest to assure safe fracking practices, recycling.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Steve Frank at the American Freedom Network.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
He actually said it. Mitt Romney said 47% of Americans just don't matter.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
His job is not to worry about those people? So what does Mitt Romney's 47% view of America mean for Colorado? Does it mean don't worry about the 158,000 Colorado students who get Pell Grants?
So my job is not to worry about those people.
So don't worry about 693,000 Coloradans who rely on Medicare or Social Security.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
And don't worry about caring for the hundreds of thousands of Colorado veterans who've served our country. Mitt Romney said those citizens, meaning Colorado veterans, seniors, and middle-class families, call themselves victims. Victims? Colorado, we know we can do better.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Well, Dr. Stanton here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Steve Frank. Steve, you pick up the story.
Well, it's really an opportunity on November 6th for the American people to make a determination. Do we want to move forward with economic recovery, energy independence? Do we want to have proper environmental protections? Or do we want to have a federal government that controls our every action in life, from the food we eat to the education we receive, the type of education we receive, the curriculum our students receive, whether or not you're allowed to work by joining a union or forced to join a union, and worse, taxes on the investments to such a point where Americans no longer invest in this country. The United States has a 35% corporate income tax, which is the reason that trillions of dollars of American dollars are held overseas and not coming back to this country repatriated because the tax rates are too high. And so as long as we don't have the proper amount of money to invest, that means there won't be jobs. And without jobs, you have to grow government to pay for the welfare for the people who no longer have jobs. And so it's a vicious cycle. And at the heart of all this is the idea of, on one hand, not being able to use our natural resources. And then on the other hand, President Obama has invested, and I use that word carefully, invested $90 billion into solar energy, wind power, other alternative energy sources, all of which have either not performed as expected, or many have already gone bankrupt. That's just a very serious problem. $90 billion used. Then you have the federal policy on ethanol. And ethanol, which comes from corn, has created an artificial price for corn, because the more corn used for ethanol, the less corn there is for cattle and feed, which means the cost of cattle goes up, and the consumer pays for it. So not only does the federal government subsidize the use of ethanol in each gallon of gas, but then we also have to pay more at the grocery store for this policy, because the cost of food goes up with the use of corn for ethanol instead of for food stuff for cattle. And
well,
so
know,
it's just a
no
vicious cycle. The more, and the bottom line, Dr. Stan, and the lesson to be learned, the more government gets involved in the economy and in our lives, the less freedom we have and the less finances we have to be free.
You're absolutely right. There's no problem facing America today that a new government regulation won't make worse.
Now, you sound like President Obama.
I think people
have
to understand
the idea of making,
that we have more socialism
worse.
In America than they have in either Russia or China today. We have a wonderful system. We provide pensions for the elderly. We provide free medical care for the elderly. We provide all of these wonderful programs. We lend our students money because they was $1 trillion in student debt, and the students can't get jobs and pay it off. So they're going to be in debt the rest of their life. The problem with this wonderful utopian system, which provides large sums of money for rich and wealthy farmers and industrialists, and we subsidize various industries as well as subsidizing well over half of the people in this country, is we don't have enough money to do it. The system has run out of money. They cost $1 trillion that we didn't have. We had to borrow an additional $1 trillion this last year, $1.1 trillion. Barack Obama has increased our debt over $5 trillion in 4 years. And to maintain this wonderful utopian society. But the trouble is, we can't afford it. And as Margaret Thatcher had said so well, socialism is a wonderful system. The only trouble with it is, eventually you run out of other people's money to spend. And that's where we are today. And if we persist at this, the whole financial system is coming down, and it is going to impoverish our people. And that is exactly what Obama and the people who are with him are certainly support. But don't think that the people at the top of the Republican Party don't support the same thing. We're on the verge of a financial collapse, and there's no way around it. There are 56 million Americans on Social Security and Medicare today, and another 79 million will retire over the next 19 years, the baby boomers, and there's no way we can finance that. We're just going to have to kill off the elderly. And that is what the program of Living Wills, that is what the program of Obamacare is all about. It's about killing off the elderly. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, at some point in time, Dr. Stan, China is going to run out of money to loan to us. There have been numerous stories on the business channels over the last week or so about the Chinese economy beginning to tank, that they're no longer able to afford the investments they want for their infrastructure, for their companies and their businesses, and that they have to use their excess funds to finance internally rather than loaning money to us. At some point in time, and we're getting close to it, at some point in time, the Chinese government will say to the United States, we can no longer loan you any money. And remember, and President and Governor Romney has been very clear, that for us to spend $90 billion on solar companies that first had their executives donate money to President Obama or to the Democrat Party, we had to borrow that money from the federal from the Chinese government. For every $7 in 2011, for every $7 the federal government spent, they had to borrow $11. And we are in that bad a shape. When you talk about correctly that we've grown $5 trillion national debt in the last 4 years, you're correct. And of course, if you go forward, it's been estimated that over the next 4 years, we will add a minimum of $1 trillion to the national debt for every year. At by this point in 2016, 4 years from now, the United States will be 20 $5 trillion in debt if there's that money to borrow. And as long as we have to borrow from the Chinese and our corporations have to keep their money overseas because it costs too much to bring it back in taxes, we're never going to get out of the recession that we're in. And the president has promised us, and I hate to use that phrase, but he's promised to make sure that we have on January 1st, 2013, less than 80 days from now, he's promised us an $800 billion tax increase for the American people. He doesn't want the Bush tax cuts extended any further. There are other tax cuts he doesn't want extended. He is going to give us in one day an $800 billion tax increase. And he says that if Congress passes a bill to stop that, he will veto the bill. And so he's willing to throw us not into a recession, but into a depression overnight. And he has said that regardless of whether he wins the presidency or loses it, he will still throw us into this depression on January 1st, 2013. And should he do that, you'll see the state of California with its economic problems, the state of Illinois with its economic problems, both those states go insolvent almost overnight, within the week, because rich people will then take their money and their investments out of here. You're going to see a massive economic dislocation while you'll be watching the Rose Bowl game.
I'm sure you're absolutely correct. I'm sure that the average individual has no real knowledge or understanding of what's going on. America is not only morally bankrupt, it's financially bankrupt. There is no way we can ever pay off our financial obligations. They lie to us about how much money we owe. Ordinarily, every corporation in America uses something known as GAAP, the General Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP, and that is they have to calculate their financial situation depending on all of the money that they owe, their pension funds, all of the things that they will owe money for. That is how they do their accounting. But the federal government refuses to do that. They just go on a money in, money out basis, totally ignoring the fact that they have taken on financial and Medicare obligations that make the real debt in America over $81 trillion. There's no way it can ever be paid off. They know that. That's why they have to have Obamacare to kill off the elderly. That is what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to kill off the elderly. They're going to kill off the unborn children. And, of course, if we don't have children being born coming into the workforce, who is going to finance the pensions for the elderly? Who's going to finance the medical care for the elderly? Well, we're just going to have to eliminate them, ladies and gentlemen. I understand that is the purpose of hospice. That is the purpose of living wills that your doctor wants you to sign. That is the purpose of Obamacare, where they have panels that will determine how the limited funds that the government has to pay for their socialized medical program will be used. And if you talk to people from England, as I do, most elderly people are afraid to go to the hospitals in England because if you're elderly and you go in the hospital, chances are you won't come out. Now, that is not
imaginary. In England, when the elderly go to the hospital, the family is responsible for changing the bedpans, feeding the patient, changing the bedclothes. It's not the hospital. And there's a newspaper in England called the Daily Mail that almost on a daily basis talks about another elderly person who is left out in the hallway with no one paying attention to them, and then and the elderly either starving to death or dying of thirst. There's no ability to take care of them in England. If you're too old and you go to a hospital, you might as well, instead of stopping at the hospital, just go to the cemetery because you're going to die in England. They do not take care of the elderly. They, in effect, murder them by not paying attention to them and not giving them the support they need. And nurses there are unable to take care of all of their patients, and the doctors are leaving for Canada, and they're leaving for the United States and for other countries. They don't want to practice dead medicine in as they have to in England. And here in the United States, we're beginning to see that. There's a famous Romney ad with a an elderly lady who has cancer, and the federal government has stopped her chemo therapy to keep her alive, and have instead want her to take pills so she could be comfortable while dying instead of keeping her alive. They prefer her dead. And that's the death panels that are already in action. There are women in this country with breast cancer, and there are drugs that can keep them alive and save their lives, but the death panel has already ruled that those drugs for that type of cancer can no longer be used because they're too expensive, so the women have to go home and die in this country, or they can go to China and some other places and get those drugs and stay alive. That's the American medical system under Obamacare. Government will decide whether
we'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
He actually said it. Mitt Romney said 47% of Americans just don't matter.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
His job is not to worry about those people? So what does Mitt Romney's 47% view of America mean for Colorado? Does it mean don't worry about the 158,000 Colorado students who get Pell Grants?
So my job is not to worry about those people.
So don't worry about 693,000 Coloradans who rely on Medicare or Social Security.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
And don't worry about caring for the hundreds of thousands of Colorado veterans who've served our country. Mitt Romney said those citizens, meaning Colorado veterans, seniors, and middle-class families, call themselves victims. Victims? Colorado, we know we can do better.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Steve Frank. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. You just heard an advertisement for President Obama, who says, you know, give me the power and I'm going to look after you. Give me the power and I'm going to look after you. But then he also wants to disarm the people, wants to take away their guns, their ammunition. They have an organized program by which all the government agencies are buying up ammunition. Certainly, the Social Security Administration buying up ammunition. The Office of Homeland Security buying hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition. Why are they buying it? Because by buying it, they wanted to prevent people from having or being able to buy ammunition for their guns. They want to disarm the American people. Now, why would President Obama, who says he wants to take care of us, he wants to provide for the elderly and for the veterans and the people, why would he want to disarm the American people? After all, we're guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, because President Obama doesn't believe in the Constitution. He wants all power with him, with the federal government, to provide for the people. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, any government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. The secret of America, and the reason America is great, is because the power of the government was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, limit the power of the federal government, take care of people at the state and the municipal and the local level, but never give power to the federal government, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. And when you give either Senate and House of Representatives or the Supreme Court or the President power, they will misuse that power for their own advantage, or misuse the power so that some other wicked person won't come in and misuse that power, and they have to then become far more tyrannical than the people who want to come in and take over power of the government. America was free because we limited the power of government. Liberty and limited government are synonymous, and tyranny and total government are synonymous, and both the leaders of the Republican and the Democrat Party want an all-powerful government. They want to continue the foreign wars. They want to provide for the people. And if you listen to what the leaders of both political parties say, nobody's talking about dramatic cutbacks in federal spending. Yes, we're stuck with Social Security. There's no way to get out of it, but there's no way it can be paid for either. If you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest today is Stephen Frank. We have a caller on the line, but before we get to that, Stephen, how can people get to your blog and information, then we'll get to the caller?
I publish on a daily basis a newsletter called the California Political News and Views, and even though it talks mainly about California politics, it does talk also about national politics and national economics, and of course, unfortunately, and I'm embarrassed by this, a lot of things that happen here in California will eventually occur in your state. And so if you see what's happening in California, think 3, 4, or 5 years in advance, and those things will be attempted in your state as well. So you might as well know what's going on in California, because it affects your politics. So you can go to capoliticalnews.com. capoliticalnews.com, and you could sign up for a free subscription to the newsletter. It comes out every morning, and it is a way for you to understand the background of the stories that you read in your newspaper.
All right, well, who's our caller? Who's calling in?
Hi, my name is Frederick Cope. Hello.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I didn't hear you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. The guest, I was listening to the views of the guest,
it sounds like ageism, racism, socialism, just any type of ism that is not appropriate for this day and time. And it's mostly scare tactics to make elderly people and I would say white people afraid of the current administration. And those kind of views are kind of old and not necessary for today's time.
Well, so what is necessary for today's time?
The truth.
And what is the truth? Can government provide for people?
The truth is there is no death panels. The truth is there is no one sanctioned to kill elderly people, or that in England people are dying by the droves and that
Do you know what is going on in England today? Doctors leaving England to come to America because they don't want to take care of their patients. Do you know what is going on in England under socialized medicine today?
It is not what he said.
Do you know what is going on in England under socialized medicine today?
I do. In fact, I've watched a 2020 documentary, as well as a documentary by, I forget the other news program. There, the people over in England are the most happiest with their medicine and
are
their,
they really? Well, then, why did they vote
would,
for the conservatives?
There are people in America, coming from America, going over to England to get health care coverage.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your views, but how are we going to pay off our $81 trillion debt?
Well, I don't know about an $81 trillion. That's a number you pulled out.
I see. Well, please let me finish. I've let you say what you wanted to. You can go to shadowstats.com. John Williams is an independent economist. Please let me finish.
Who's putting out the information?
I'm going to have to cut you off. Please let me finish, and then I'll let you have your statement. Please go to shadowstats.com. John Williams, an independent economist, will give you that figure. It's $81 trillion. Let's have you finish your statement now, please.
Okay. First of all, when you say shadowstats.com, you have to realize what's the source, what's his political orientation, what is his reasoning for stating what he's stating.
Thank you so much for your opinion. Steve, how would you respond to this gentleman who says what we need is all this government control? Because all of this talk is just scare talk. I mean, basically what we need is a government that will provide for the people. How would you respond to him?
Sadly, there is a group of people. I don't know the percentage, but there are a group of people that truly believe that freedom is dangerous and that the call for freedom and equality is racist, that the call for freedom is dangerous to the lives of people who want to protect themselves.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I do hope that those of you who are concerned about what's going on in England would go to my website, radioliberty.com, and we did a program last night from 9 to 10 with Pastor Joey Faust on euthanasia in America and in Great Britain. And so go to radioliberty.com, listen to my 9 o'clock program. Then go up on the internet and to your search engine, Google, and just type in England medical care fear of hospitals, something of that sort.
Well,
medical care England fear of hospitals. And you'll find that many of the older people in England will not go to the hospital today because they know they won't come out alive. And then either that gentleman who called in is telling the truth or I'm telling the truth. Either he wants an all-powerful government to provide for the people, or my position that we must limit the power of government so men would be free is the best position. The figure $81 trillion comes from John Williams, an independent economist. The other figures that most people use come from the government that has an inherent interest in deceiving the public and not letting them know the truth. But the truth of the matter is the whole economic system is coming down because we have people who want to be cared for by the government. And yet a government that can provide whatever you want must be able to take whatever you have. Our telephone number, 1-888-877-254-7524. Stephen, you go ahead and pick up your thoughts.
Well, I should be disturbed by the gentleman's conversation, and I think the whole of our nation should be disturbed, because he represents a very large number of people, in raw numbers, who are afraid of being free, that truly believe that without government they can't succeed on their own, that they can't get into schools without government interference, that they can't get government, they can't get contracts or start a business without government interference, that they are unable to succeed in this society without government forcing their success. And of course, when government has a policy of having one group of people succeed, they're making sure others fail. And that's what these people want. These folks truly believe that they're incapable, they're emotionally and actively incapable of succeeding on their own unless they have government. These are the type of people that make, unfortunately, that make totalitarian nations succeed.
Stephen, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, my name's Susan. I'm calling from Denver, and I'm calling because if that caller would also go to another independent resource, as you've suggested, many independent resources, it is Dr., and just put in Dr., period, Jill, J-I-L-L, Vecchio, V-E-C-C-H-I-O, who's an independent radiologist who's read the entire Obamacare bill and just has several YouTubes about what Obamacare includes. This isn't a propaganda against Obama. This is facts of Obamacare. And if people don't look at it, and thanks for, you know, Steve, for saying exactly what he said, because so many people just buy the Kool-Aid and they don't really do any investigation, and they just know that, you know, they've got to trust the Santa Claus government. You know, it's dangerous. That's all I have to say, because I don't need to say any more.
Thank you very much again. If you want to get the information I call it was referring to, it is Dr. Jill Vecchio, V-E-C-C-H-I-O. Go to your search engine, type in Jill or Dr. Jill, J-I-L-L, Vecchio, V-E-C-C-H-I-O. I've interviewed her. We've met her personally. And I think we have her lined up for another program in the near future. And she has read the entire Obamacare bill. And she will tell you exactly what it involves. I hope that our listener out there will listen to, or will check out Dr. Jill Vecchio. She's actually a radiologist there in the Denver area. And she knows what's coming down the line, and it is genocide. People say, well, we need to have the government look after us. I mean, government should look after us. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is a totalitarian state. America was different because we limited the power of government. If you want a government that will provide for you, go to England. They'll provide for you. The only trouble is they're having to cut back and cut back dramatically. Go to Sweden. The only trouble is Sweden's had to cut back and cut back dramatically on their socialist programs because they ran out of money. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, you're very, very right. If you truly want a government that takes care of you totally, there are governments that will do that. The Cuban government, the Russian government, the Chinese government. There are governments that will take care of you. The problem is, it's a trade-off between security and freedom. And the big problem is that if you truly believe that you want to be free, it just doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't happen that way. And government cannot guarantee your freedom and your security. Giving your life to government is, in my opinion, throwing your life away. But more important, if you do that, that's your business, but you're also throwing away my life, my family's life, by making government so omnipotent that anything I wish to do is also controlled by government. If you are so insecure of yourself that you can't live by yourself, find a situation where you can be taken care of, but don't force me into a position where I'm forced into having government tell me what I can do, how I can live, how I can eat, what I can eat. Under Obamacare, there's even a section that allows the government to mandate the amount of exercise you do each day. That is intrusive. I got better things to do than try to read 2,100 pages of bills and then having to read all the regulations.
We're out of time, Steve. God bless. Thanks very much. Off the wheel soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We always enjoy our programs, and hope you do as well. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with us, that you'll help us maintain our network of stations across America for our afternoon and evening programs and our Saturday network of 20 or more stations. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can advertise with us. You can certainly get our various products and anything we have made that you want to duplicate. You have our blessing. If you want to understand what's really going on in the world, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. They're separate DVDs. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Because these wonderful people who control both political parties intend to kill off most of the people in the world, including most of the liberals who are so concerned about humanity. They're certainly been marked for extermination as well. And people say, that's crazy. Nobody would want to kill off most of the people in the world. Well, explain to me then that why the communists killed a couple of 100 million people. The Chinese communists probably killed somewhere between 125 and 150 million people. They killed certainly between 30 and 44 million people between 58 and 62 in the Great Hunger. Most people never even heard of the Great Hunger. And the policies of the Chinese communist government that was brought to power by the people here in the United States and is being kept in power. Who do you think is providing the funds to sort of make the Chinese communist government work? And of course, we're transferring our jobs and certainly our manufacturing facilities and to communist China. And of course, then they're lending us money, but pretty soon they're going to have to quit lending us money because they're running out of money. And of course, now they are trying to have their currency replace the American currency as a reserve currency of the world. And they're being helped by the people who control both of our political parties. Unless you understand that there really is a group of evil people who run America, they're called the Trilateral Commission. There are only about 85, 87 members of the Trilateral Commission of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission in the United States, and yet Barack Obama had 11 or 12 of them in his initial cabinet. But so did George Bush, and so did Bill Clinton, and so did George Herbert Walker Bush. Yes, and so did Ronald Reagan. Nothing as it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen. There is an elite that runs America, controls both political parties, wants to provide for the people so that we will follow them, but now is intent upon destroying this nation. Why would they want to destroy this nation? Because they have an intense hatred of humanity, and they intend to kill off most of the people in the world. They've already killed 4 to 6 billion. They're killing millions every day, and of course they intend to eliminate 90% of the world's population. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Much of this is also covered in another talk I'm giving this weekend, Agenda 21, the covert plan. Get them from 1-800-544-8927. If you value your life and the lives of your children, understand they're being poisoned today. Until tomorrow, it's some Monday at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and